From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has officially withdrawn the U.S. from the 12-nation Pacific Rim Free Trade Agreement, calling it a great thing for the American worker. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, was signed by the Obama administration, but never ratified by Congress. A White House spokesman said bilateral agreements are superior to multilateral accords. Peterson Institute of Economics economist Gary Huffbauer said the 22-year-old trilateral North America Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, will also likely evolve into various bilateral accords.
I think NAFTA will become two bilateral agreements rather than this trilateral accord that it now is. And then there might be a third bilateral between Mexico and Canada. And also Trump has welcomed a possible bilateral with the United Kingdom. So, of course, United Kingdom has to sort out its relations with Europe first.
Mexico's president, who is to meet President Trump later, said he hopes to negotiate bilateral trade agreements with the U.S. and Canada. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, Monday announced his vice president, Fatoumata Tambajong, a former U.N. employee who was instrumental in organizing the opposition against longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. Mr. Barr remains in Senegal, his return uncertain. His spokesman, Khalifa Salas, indicated could be as early as Tuesday.
Consideration basically is where he's going to reside and where he's going to carry out his duties. It is important for us to bear in mind that he is yet to tell me at the time he is coming.
Jammeh, who refused to accept defeat following the December 1st election, left the country late Saturday. It is reportedly in Equatorial Guinea. This is VOA News. Syrian